What some restaurants tout as specials, the food police call toxic for their salt content.
What we found was shocking, even for people like me, who've been immersed in this issue for 30 years.
The nonprofit Center for Science in the Public Interest, a health advocacy group, tracked meals at chain restaurants, finding some contain more than three times the amount of salt that's recommended on a daily basis. The Red Lobster Admiral's Feast of lobster, mashed potatoes, Caesar salad, a biscuit, and lemonade totaled just over 7,000 milligrams of salt. Chili's Buffalo Chicken Fajitas with tortillas, condiments, and a Dr. Pepper, almost 7,000. Olive Garden's Tour of Italy lasagna with a breadstick, family-sized garden salad and dressing, and a Coca-Cola, over 6,000 milligrams. And the report targets kids' menus. The Red Lobster Chicken Fingers with a biscuit, fries, and raspberry lemonade has about 2,400 milligrams of salt, roughly 2 days' recommended intake of sodium for kids.
Salt is pretty dangerous because it can lead to high blood pressure, which leads to heart attack and stroke, and it also can worsen the condition of people who have heart failure.
The American Heart Association recommends adults have less than 2,300 milligrams of sodium per day, which amounts to a teaspoon. For African Americans, middle-aged and older adults, and people with high blood pressure, the recommended limit is 1,500 milligrams. Red Lobster, Olive Garden, and Chili's did not dispute the findings, but told CNN they offer options to people watching calories and sodium intake. A restaurant trade group supports listing nutritional information and says restaurants have been cutting sodium levels.
We need to recognize that people go to restaurants for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it's for convenience, sometimes it's an occasional indulgence, and it's not something that they would consume every day.